He's the classiest guy I've ever met. You know, he drinks gin martinis and he speaks six languages. And he gave me this amazing Bulgari pearl choker with a gold B clasp on it.
I thought your dad gave you that. Who's James? Oh my God, B. He sounds amazing. The last time we talked, you hadn't even met him.
No, I don't. He swept me off my feet. He's so charming. Plus, he tells the best stories.
You're lying.
I am not.
Your eyes are doing that thing where they don't match your mouth.
I wasn't aware that robots got jealous. Did they update your software while I was away?
Come on. You and I both know this guy's just a prop you bought to try to hurt me. Like I hurt you.
You didn't hurt me. Well, I will admit, waiting for you in Tuscany the first few days were mildly humiliating. But when I realized you weren't going to show, I rallied. Luckily, made a friend on the trip over.
Boring Ben? My dad's ex-employee, by the way, I had him fired just for you.
Well, I owe him everything. He introduced me to James. You know, I think he might be the one.
Prove it.
I don't have to prove anything. But if you want to get to know James better, I'll bring him to dinner tonight. I'll bet you like him just as much as I do.
Oh, and if by that you mean I won't like him at all, then you're right. I'll see you at 7:00.